When you rebond a bracket that comes loose during orthodontics, does the shear bond strength decrease, stay the same, or increase? Logically, it would seem that perhaps the shear bond strength would decrease a bit. But is that true? A study that was published in the May 2008 Angle Orthodontist answered that question. This study comes out of the Department of Orthodontics at the University of Illinois in Chicago. The title of the article is Rebonding of Orthodontic Brackets, and it's co-authored by Mona Montasser and Carla Evans. The purpose of their study was to determine the shear bond strength of orthodontic brackets that were initially bonded, then rebonded two more times after debonding. In order to make this as clinically applicable as possible, the authors used three different bonding materials. The sample for this study consisted of 60 extracted human premolars that were divided into three groups. The three adhesive systems that were used were ReliaBond from Reliance Orthodontics, TransBond XT with a self-etching primer from Unitech Corporation, and M-Bond, also with a self-etching primer from Tokuyama Corporation in Japan. In the first group, the typical 37% phosphoric acid was used for etching. In the second and third groups, as mentioned already, a self-etching primer was used. After bonding, of all of the premolar stainless steel brackets, the authors waited 24 hours and then debonded the brackets using a testing machine which recorded the shear bond strength. Then they performed the same procedures all over again. That is, to rebond the brackets in the exact same fashion. Again, they waited 24 hours and debonded the brackets again. This was followed by a second rebonding of the brackets, again using the same techniques. Then the brackets were debonded for a third time, and the shear bond strengths were recorded. So what the authors were testing was what basically happens to shear bond strength when you repeatedly rebond a tooth with the same bonding system. What happened? Actually, these results were very interesting. First of all, the initial shear bond strength for the TransBond XT was significantly higher than the initial shear bond strength for the ReliaBond and the M-Bond materials. But what happened with time? For all of the materials, the shear bond strength increased after successive rebondings. That's right, you heard me correctly. The shear bond strength increased with repeated rebondings. However, the increase in shear bond strength was minimal and not statistically significant for the TransBond XT. But the increase in shear bond strength for the ReliaBond and M-Bond was statistically significant, and after the third rebonding, or second rebonding, the shear bond strength of these materials was at the same level or higher than the TransBond XT. Very interesting. I would have not predicted that outcome in this study. As an orthodontist, in private practice, I've experienced many debonded brackets in my career. But I had always assumed that when a bracket was rebonded, the shear bond strength would probably be less. This is exactly the opposite. These authors have shown that with all three materials, shear bond strengths of rebonded brackets tend to increase with time, and that's good news for any orthodontic practitioner. So if you'd like to review this article on rebonding of orthodontic brackets, you'll find it in the May 2008 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.